This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Runk.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Congargulations. Take it away, Grand Prairie, Texas. I'll be in your city. It's near Dallas. I will be in your city Friday. Friday is when I'll be there, and August 26th. And it is time to get tickets now, because it is either Wednesday or Thursday when you're listening to this, or even Friday. So coming out to the show, I'm there with the crew. And then Wichita, August 27th on Saturday, I will be there with the crew, and then I will come home for 2 weeks and go to Atlanta. That's sold out. And then I will go to Washington, D.C. September 10th. I don't know how many tickets are left for that. I think there's some left, but those are the ones. And then we got to go Stockton and Oakland. Dude, it's just going to keep going on and on, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I think about when I will retire, really, honestly, you know, because I don't know how long you're supposed to do stand-up. I know, you know, Seinfeld is out there still doing it, and fucking other guys are out there still doing it. And I don't know. I fucking love it. Maybe it'll be a thing where I kind of back off and don't do as much as, you know, I used to do shows, fuck, man, like three times a night. I would do shows. I had these on as a joke, but now I'm actually not. I'm being serious. I would do shows three times a night, man. I mean, I was probably doing like 15 shows a week. That wasn't uncommon. And now I don't, you know, I do maybe three. I think I did actually five or six this week, but that's because I'm getting ready for the tour. So yeah, we'll be there. We also have exclusive merch on the tour that is only able, you're only able to get it. We have the Life Rips live, and the Don't Push Me live with the dates on it. It's really fucking cool. I'm excited about it. Oh, also these came out, the brown version of the fucking worldwide shits. And we got fucking the whole set. Dude, I love the sets, man. You know, fall's coming, and the sets fucking unbestankable, dude. That's a new word. It's unbelievable with the fucking sweats. Oh, they're nice as shit. They're comfy. Wear them on flights. Anyway, so go to chrislea.com and get all that shit. I don't know why I show it to you when we got the pictures right here anyway. But yeah, man, we have a good time. So I'll be out and doing tours and shit. Last one I went to was Phoenix. And that shit was unbelievable. We had a good time. We did two there. And that's what's up, I guess, man. What's been going on this week? Well, I did a bunch of shows. First of all, let me just thank you guys for listening. I'm feeling really grateful today. You know, I want to be appreciative to you guys. I'm feeling good about life. I'm feeling grateful. You know, some days are a struggle. And, you know, I think about mental health a lot more lately. You know, it's hard. I let this stuff get to me sometimes in the world, and just want to be a fucking somebody that does the right thing, does good in the world. And it's a fucking, you know, it's tough, dude. You know, I want to be for real. I decided this the other day. I want to be religious. I want to be a guy who's like like believes in God and just goes to church sometimes. But it's like one of those cool dudes that's like, yeah, you know, you don't have to believe in God, but I do. I don't want to have to push it on you and shit, but I want to believe in something, man. I've been thinking about this the other day, And I told my friends and they laughed, dude. And it was funny, but I meant it, dude. It is funny to hear me say that, but also I mean it. I wish there was something, you know, that I could believe in, like a higher power, you know. And there are like my friends or my family, you know, something that's greater than myself that I can rely on and that can help me. And that's my family. That's my crew, you know. But it sucks because no matter how much I want to believe in God, there's always that thing that where it's like, okay, I want it to be proven. And then people are like, but hey, dude, that's what faith is. And I'm like, that just, can we get a little bit of proof though? Right? Can we get a little bit of proof though? Can one day Jesus just be like, and you look over and it's Jesus, and then he goes, poof, and you're like, okay, I have faith. I have faith. And then religious people will be like, but that's not faith though, because you saw Jesus. And then you'll say stuff to like religious people like, well, I've never seen Jesus. And then they'll say some annoying ass shit like, well, can you see air? But you know it's there. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, okay. I can't talk to you. But all of these feelings, how could you feel all of these feelings without a Jesus? How could you feel all of these feelings without a higher power? And you know what, dude? Maybe. And I'm not the guy who's like, no, there's no Jesus, or there's no God. I should stop saying Jesus. There's different religions. There's no God, right? I can't say there's no God. How the fuck do I know? Who the fuck do I think I am to know about that? Whoa, he's starting off hot. But I want to be religious. Hey, dude. I want to jump in the lake, right? I want to put all my clothes in and jump in the lake. And I have another man pet my head. I guess I'm just not there yet, man. I hope I am, really. Because you see religious people around and they're fucking, you know, they got their battles and shit, but they walk around and they know something else is out there. And maybe it's not, but they know it is. And that's good enough for them, dude. And here's the other thing, man. I never really believed in heaven because my idea of heaven is you get there and you chill and you have a good time. There's a lot of turkey sandwiches. People give you massages, mostly women. And you're just kind of fucking watching a bunch of TV that doesn't really matter. Right? Not like important shows like fucking in the lexicon, like Game of Thrones, like you're watching Fear Thy Neighbor or, you know, some dumb documentary that has four episodes about like GameStop. You're watching that. But Kristen's idea of heaven is not that. It's like there's we're not watching that. She's like scrolling through TikTok and like the house is decorated in a way that I don't want it to be. So how the fuck are we going to be there together? Don't husbands always want to be in heaven with their wives? I mean, probably not. But I do. So what is it? Say you got 8 kids and you love all of them, but 2 of them hate you. You want them in heaven? They don't want to be in your heaven. So then what? But I want to believe it, dude. My buddy said to me one time, you know, because a lot of people are like, well, when you get to heaven, you get to have all the women you want and all the sex you want. And then my buddy said, dude, when I get to heaven, I want that sexual urge removed from me. I want to be stress-free. And I was like, that's the ticket, dude. That's the ticket, man. That's my heaven. But I don't really believe in heaven. And I want there to be a heaven, dude. But that's the thing about religion. Even if there is no heaven, who's it hurting? Besides all the fucking wars and shit, you know what I mean? Besides the people literally dying and shit. Like literally being fucking shot and burned and fucking cut off their heads and all the wars through all of humanity. Besides that, the day-to-day shit of it. When you're running into a religious guy, he's not a piece of shit. He's just living his own life smiling. It's a very convoluted and intricate thing to think about. At least for me, man, but I'm a dumbass. I just wish there was something out there that I could fucking really get behind, man. You know, and it's my kid, right? But he's real. I can see him right there. I don't know. It's just what I've been thinking of lately, man. You know? And then I fucking get into the car on the way back from the doctor's, and the valet guy that brought it like is like, have a good day. And I'm like, I'm going to give him this much of a tip. And then I go, you know what? I'm actually going to give him more of a tip, because what the fuck does it matter to me? And he'll probably be more happy. So I give him more of a tip, and then I get in the car, dude, and it smells like a fucking department store. Drakkar Noir all over the guts, dude. I swear to God, it was like he fucking got ready in my car this morning. He goes, fucking, let me get your Mercedes. Whoop, whoop. Gung. In his mouth, dude, and then drove up and said, thank you, sir. Gave him a little bit more money, because what's it matter to me? And then fucking got in the car and wished I didn't. But ain't that just how life goes? I had to open up all the windows and fucking drive around town. Manly cologne is just awful. I mean, all cologne and perfume is just awful. But I did. I went to the doctor's, and it was great, dude. Went to the doctor. Dude, I got a jokey-ass doctor. I'll tell you that much. I got a jokey-ass doctor. You ever have a jokey-ass doctor? And I don't want – this fucking sounds like a bit. It's not a bit. I'm not even going to get into it, but I got a jokey-ass doctor, and that's it, and I don't want to get into it, and that's fine. That's for me to know. I have that experience with him. He's a great fucking surgeon when it comes to nasal shits, because guess what? Fuck yeah, dude. My nose is better. I thought it wasn't going to be better, and you were along for that ride with me, weren't you? You thought it might not be better. I was complaining. It was hard. Is it worth the... I used to... When I would fucking... I would hold my nose like this. I would hold my nostril. If I could only breathe through this nostril with no mouth, I would end up passing out. I'd have to release my thumb, and now I can do it for fucking... I can just do it. I could just hold my thumb there like that. So if you see me, picture me out there like that, not passing out. So he made it work. Now, was it worth the money? Probably not. But he said, I'll live longer. So, okay, if I get to live longer to be with my fucking, you know, be with the homies, then that's what's up, because I don't believe in heaven. But maybe it does exist. But maybe it does exist, dude. So, yeah, I went in and he checked it, dude. And he didn't even numb it that time. And I was so happy, dude. I hate when he numbs it. I hate getting numbed up in there, up in that piece. When they numb your fucking brain, dude, when they just stick two prongs up there, and I go, what's that? And he says, that's the numbing shit. And then my brain looks like fucking, it just, oh God, I hate that shit. I hate it more than the surgery, to be honest. Surgery, you don't even feel it. You just pass the fuck out. So it's all good, my babies. Anyway, dude. So my nose is fixed. It's still tender. And every time I ask him why it's still tender, he says, because I went in there and I cut it up. And I want more of an explanation. Yes, dude. And every time I ask him, that's what he says. Because I go in there and I cut your whole face up. He's too jokey. Yes, dude. Tell me in doctor terms. Well, the reason is because of the capillaries and the this and that. And then you know what it feels like when you get the nose surgery? The, what is it called? Not fucking sinoplasty. What did I get? Sino something. Not rhinoplasty, sinus, whatever the fuck it is. Septic tank? Septoplasty, got it, fuck yeah. Septoplasty, got it with no help. Septoplasty, and you know what it feels like, dude, for those of you that need to get it? Because a lot of you, apparently 85 people have deviated septums. Oh, it's too many people. What's everyone running the fuck into? What did I run into? I don't know. I have no idea what I ran into. I said, was I born like this? And he said, no. Nobody's born like that. And I said, I ran into something with my face. And he said, yes. And I said, I don't remember. He said, well, that's what happened. So I go, okay. My brother has it too. And I know why, because he ran into another person's fucking the back of his head. And that's why he has it. But 85% of the people have it. That doesn't mean you need to have surgery, right? God damn, I talk so fast, dude. But that doesn't mean you need to have surgery. But what it does mean is you might need to have surgery, right? And I fucking, it feels like, you know what it feels like after like a month and a half of it? It feels like, you know, when you floss your teeth, that's the kind of pain you have in your nose. And that's awesome. It feels good because it feels good when you brush your teeth. So it feels good in my nose. Now, I don't know if everyone has that experience, but I told him that and he goes, yeah, that is how it feels. Anyway, dude, whatever. He said his family came to my shows and I had no fucking idea. And he was like, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to just fillet him. He kept saying, what did he say? I didn't want you to fillet him. What was it? Fillet him? I think that's what he was saying. But he kept saying, he's like, because I got a lot of comedian patients that come in here and I send my family to their shows and they just absolutely fillet him. I didn't want to make you wig out. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's all good. It's just a job. But he's a good doctor. Shout out to Dr. Nasiri.
Ask your doctor about Air Supra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I was on Rick Glassman's podcast, Take Your Shoes Off, and it's out there now. And it came out already because this will be out. And it was really good to sit down and talk to him, man. I love that dude. You should go check out that podcast. Actually, you know what? Rick is one of the silliest dudes I know. And I would say he thinks probably I'm one of the silliest dudes he knows. And we started a little bit silly, but boy, did we actually get fucking not so silly, man. Didn't expect for that to happen. You know what's weird too about these podcasts? Let me tell you what's weird about these podcasts. Like, we do podcasts, comedians, they'll do each other's podcasts and shit. And God, sometimes it's like such a hustle. It's like, okay, I'll do yours, you do mine. It's so fucking annoying. Thank God I don't have any guests. I don't have to have people on here. But also, like, these podcasts, they're the only times these comedians talk to each other. You know? The rest of the time, they're just talking at each other. Or like, hey, how you doing? What'd you have for dinner? This is the longest conversation. Rick Glassman, I would consider him a pretty damn good friend. I've known him for 15 years, and I haven't fucking had a conversation with him like this in forever. An hour and 40 minutes. We talked. I took Calvin over to I was with Kristen, and I took Calvin over to Color Me Mind. You know what Color Me Mind is? It's one of those places where you can go in and pick a ceramic thing. And they got all sorts of ceramic things, like anything from like ceramic spiders to like coffee mugs to like a vase to a hat. You know, not a hat you wear, but like a ceramic hat that you would paint. Anything. They have flowers. They have little village like mushroom cottages and shit. And Kristen was like, I'm going to take Calvin to Color Me Mine. And it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's like a mommy son thing. But also I secretly think she wants to go to Color Me Mine because she loves to do crafts. But it's a good thing for them to bond with. And also I want my son to be my son, boy, he's laser focused. When he's drawing, that motherfucker, it looks like he's trying to find an antidote for AIDS or some shit. I mean, he's just serious with it. But you put him an Etch-A-Sketch in front of him. I mean, my God, dude. It's like he's fucking Tommy Lee Jones in Blown Away trying to make the last bomb. I mean, he's fucking with just classical music, you know, in the background. Calvin just painting a mushroom palace. So anyway, she was like, you want to join us? And I was like, you know what, dude? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I want to join you and paint with my son. Now, is this something that 4 years ago Chris Lea would have done or would have thought he would have done? No. Will Chris Lea have thought, oh, in 4 years, I'm going to go to Color Me Mine with my family? But I did. And I went and I showed up and I said, Calvin, what do you want to paint? And he said, I want to paint this, and picked up a fucking ceramic spider. And I said, are you sure? And he goes, yes. And he says, oh, and he looks over at a vase and he says, look at that, that, that. And I said, is that you want to what you want to paint? And he picked up the spider and he said, no, I'm paint this. And I said, oh, okay, cool. And then he looks at a skull and he says, oh, look at that, that, that. And I said, very cool skull, huh? And then he picks it up and says, I'm paint this. So now I'm like, hey, stop getting fucking distracted and pick something. Because I want you to paint what you want to paint. Being a kid is the shit, you know? You just do shit until you want to do something else. Right? Isn't that it? You just fucking doing shit until something else, you get a hankering for something else, right? Like the other day, my son ate candy and then turkey. Hey, guy, that's fucking disgusting. Don't the sweets deteriorate your tongue and then you want cold cuts? You want a fucking, dude, we got these, like, you want those fucking sour pumpkins? Those Sour Patch pumpkins? And then turkey and mustard? What's going on in your mouth, dude? But that's what he wanted, and that's what he did. So he wanted a spider, and then he said he wanted a skull. And then I asked him if he was sure 3 times, and he said yes. So we took the skull, and we brought it over, and then Kristen got a fucking little, pot that she wanted to paint, because she's like a real person, and she's thinking, like, I'll paint it, and I'll, like, actually use it in my house, which I'm like, she's one of those people that go to Color Me Mine to, like, that actually, like, does, like, work, you know? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, what colors you want, buddy? And he goes, that one. And he's pointing all the colors and he's pointing to like 5 of the same colors. I'm like, buddy, you got to pick different colors. Otherwise, it's all going to look the same. But secretly, I'm kind of happy that he's doing it because I love being monochromatic. You know me, dude. I mean, look at the new merch. It's fire and it's all brown, dude. Pants and shirt and hat. Monochromatic till the fucking cows come home. You know what I say. So now... We pick different colors. He starts painting the skull and Kristen's like, why don't you pick something? And I go, I don't. I'm just, you know, I'm along for the ride. And she says, it's fun. And I know she means it's fun for her and I should join because it's, and I'm like, I don't really want to paint something, but maybe it's an experience I should have. If you're like me, dude, you know what's fucking annoying as shit sometimes? Experiences. Like you figure shit out your whole life. You get to a point where you know what's up. And that's your life. And then people are like, you know, you should join us on a retreat. And you're like, hey, I don't do retreats. My shit is I wake up, I get coffee, I eat a sandwich, I do a show, and then I fucking see what's up. You know, I see what's up. And you know what I mean by see what's up? Because 5 years later, I was definitely seeing what's up, right? 5 years earlier. 5 years later when I'm 48. And so now I'm like, you got to change in life, dude. If you're not changing, it's a death of some sort. You have to keep growing and changing and evolving. And if you don't, that's a death of some sort, right? I think. I don't think it's literal death. Sometimes it is literal death, right? What you love, what you need to keep doing, that will kill you if you're not living right. But you need change, certainly if you're not living right, but you also need change even if you're living some sort of life that you think you figured out and you are living right, because if you're not, I feel like that's a death of kind of exploration and creativity that maybe might benefit you. So I'm at Color Me Mine, you know, and maybe that's not somebody's definition of changing their life. But you know what? God damn it, it is. Because I don't go to Color Me Mine, and I stepped in the place, and I stepped in the place to watch. And as a matter of fact, I'm still changing because Kristen said, why don't you paint something? And I said, yes. So I looked at the things on the fucking shelf, and I'll be goddamn, there was a mug on it that said dad. So I picked up that mug. And they asked what colors I wanted. And I said green and blue. And there's like 9 spots for colors on the fucking palette thing there. And they said, is that it? And then Kristen said, why don't you get more colors just in case? And in my head, I thought, one change at a time, okay? And I looked at her and I said, nope, just blue and green, thanks. And I painted the cup green and the word dad blue. And I did that while my son painted the skull, and all he did was paint the front of the fucking skull, and he should have painted fucking more of it. But you don't disturb an artist, and if that's what he wanted to do, that's what he wanted to do. And yeah, Kristen ended up fucking filling in the rest, but it's okay, dude. Wow, this hat looks fucking legit. Look how fucking cool I look, dude. Wow, dude. Look at that hat, dude. So yeah, man, that's what's up. I got a mug. I don't know if I won't have it by the time this episode. I'll have it next episode, and I'll be fucking drinking out of it, dude. Dad City. It's cool, man. I painted the handle green, too. I painted the handle green and everything green. I had to go over it a few times. It's going to look fucking not so good. But she's like, you're actually doing it really good. And I'm like, I don't need that. I don't need that, baby. Thank you. Let me just paint this. I don't really need that. Oh, man. Oh, shit. I hit the fucking thing. All good. Saw the new fucking... Oh, while we were at fucking, I forgot about this, dude. While we were at Color Me Mine, dude, there were these two, I'm going to assume females. You know, you got to assume these, you can't assume, but you got to if you're going to tell a story about them, right? You can't just be saying everyone's they in the story. Then people are going to be like, but what were they? And you're like, well, I don't know. And then you got to have that conversation. So these two women, I think probably because they look, they were women, you know, I don't know what to do to not get in trouble. Two people that were, you know, two people that had tits, they had tits. And so, and it's fine, but, and that's what, and not even in a sexual way, they had breasts. How about that? Tits sound sexual. They had breasts. So two people had breasts that Color Me Mine, and they were adults. They were like, you know, 30 painting, and I was like, that's sweet that they like to do that. They meet each other and they're at Color Me Mine, and the two women, probably they're there and they're painting each other's fucking, they were painting little like Keebler elves houses, and they were good, dude. They were fucking coloring it in and killing it, and they were both wearing masks. And that was one of the reasons why I thought maybe they're women, but maybe I shouldn't assume, because let's face it, dude, the people who are really interested in the pronoun stuff most of the time we'll be wearing masks indoors. And I'm not such like, now maybe not most of the time, but I was erring on the side of caution. It doesn't really matter. This is my podcast. I got the fan base. It's all good. And you're with me. Okay. But I'm going to say that they were probably women, and I'm going to roll with that. And the reason why I say probably, but I'm not sure, is because they both had short hair. I don't want to say that, you know, that's also a stereotype. Men have short hair, women have long hair, but that's, and I get it. Women could have short hair. Men who have tits can have short hair. Women who don't have tits, you know what I mean? The whole gamut. These people had short hair and tits is what I'm trying to get at. Okay? And they were painting little Keebler Elves houses. And whatever they were killing it, dude. These shits looked like, I mean, I saw Kristen look over and was like, oh yeah, bitch, probably. You know what I mean? I could do, oh, you think, oh, really? Okay. Well, let me get my jar out and paint the shit out of these diamonds on it. So Calvin is a very curious boy, dude. It turns out I raise very curious boys. When I splurt and they come out 9 months later, they're very curious. So he keeps pointing to the woman and says really loudly, what's he making? We're in a dilemma. And I say, oh, well, that is a little mushroom Keebler elf house. And he goes, oh. And it happened 10 fucking times. And Kristen and I kept side-eyeing each other, and hopefully they weren't offended. And in that sense, they make sense, because there were two of them. My baby, I'm just trying to keep with the times. And you know me, I'm woke as shit. Don't But some people call me a space cowboy. Rub-a-down, 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 pelp. Some people call me Maurice. Whoop, woo! That song sucks, and everyone knows it. Some people call me the bachelor and a bottle.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
I'm excited for my shows coming up, dude. I'm very excited for my shows coming up, dude. I do like 50 minutes. I watch that new House of Dragons, the new Game of Thrones shit. House of Dragons and shit. And like, I try so hard. You know, I'm on my Tudor shit, right? Like, you know, I'm on my Tudor shit. Like, I'm, when I watch that shit, Jonathan Rhys, have two names, by the way. You're a kind of an asshole if you're like, you're actually, it's Rhys in the middle, Rhys. Come on, dude. You know, you're not actually in those old times. I get it when you were like, fucking Sir Henry the fucking yada yada, but like, come on, of a place, start calling me fucking Chris of Beverly Hills. Like, fuck off. If you know Chris of Beverly Hills, that's me, dude. Beverly Hills, Chris D'Elia of Beverly Hills. I'm watching, so I'm like, I'm on my Tudor shit, okay? And I'm watching about it. Not only do I watch about the Tudors, I pause it and then I start Googling about what's going on, what actually happened with Henry VIII, right? Because I'm smart. I don't just sit and I watch a show like a durr. I'm smart. I do research afterwards, okay? And so I'm watching Tudors and, every time I say Tudors, I think of fucking people who fart, like toot. I'm watching. Hello, we have to behead you now. Now that's the essence of this podcast right there. Hello, look what your majesty, look what we are gifting to your majesty, a chalice. Wow, this is one for the ages. Hello, Chancellor. Yes. What beautiful fabric on that. Off with his forehead. And then the executioner while he does it. And then when the guy lops his head up. Just so much fucking tooting going on. Tudors. The Tudors, dude. See, this is why I like having a fucking podcast by myself with no one else on it, because they would just fucking interrupt and shit, and the bit would get all weird. If I'm on my Tudor shit, and then Chris is like, oh, that fucking House of Dragon shit is, and I'm like, what is that? I was like, is this a new reality show? I don't even know. And she's like, it's that Game of Thrones thing, but it's 300 years earlier. And I'm like, dude, I didn't even like Game of Thrones. Now I got to watch, not even after it, before it. It's going to be more boring. They got less shit, probably. As time moves on, there's more shit. And I got to watch the prequel to something where they barely had anything except dragons that didn't even show up until the fucking fifth season, by the way, dude. Fourth season, whatever it was, dude. I fucking watched it and there were no dragons. And then by the fourth season, there was finally like one or two dragons. And I was like, this is what I've been waiting for. I'm out, dude. I'm out. And people about the thing are like, dude, you left right when it gets good. Hey, four seasons? If I fucking order a burger and 11 bites are bad, I'm done. Nah, keep eating, bro. Just wait. I, I fucked up with that burger. So I'm watching the fucking, so she's like, let's put it on, come on. And she doesn't even want to watch it in the fucking room I want to watch it in, which is the worst, bro. You know, I'm like, can we just watch it with the fireplace and have it nice? We don't even want the fireplace on. It's hot as shit. And our air conditioning doesn't work. But I'm like, can we just have it on the in the fucking, in where the fireplace is? Dude. And she's like, no, I want to watch it like where this is. And I'm like, fucking God. And the show I don't want to watch. But okay, though, dude. You know what I mean? Even though we did Color Me Mine and I didn't really want to do that. And yes, I had a good time and a lovely time with my son. And I did that. And that wasn't one of my things that I wanted to do. Yeah, I still fucking said okay, and we watched the show in the room that I didn't want to watch, and that's fine, but I sucked it up, and I watched it. And, dude, I can't – I don't know what it is about this shit. I cannot pay attention to these kinds of shows for more than 4 fucking seconds. It's like there's so much brown in it. Dude, and it's like, you know, there's a voiceover for sure. And then, like, a dragon, and then, like, I'm like, I, you know, what? It's just like, in the House of Dragon, Targaryen, and that's when, in 300 years, and the fucking, and you're just watching this shit, and you're like, all right, okay, and then a guy walks in with long as shit blonde hair, and you're like, all right, no, it's white, sorry, long as shit white hair, and you're like, oh, cool, all right, that's kind of an interesting looking guy. And then it cuts to the other guy he's talking to, and the other guy's got long as shit white hair. And they just are like talking to each other. And then they say, well, like, we have to talk to the other guy in the fucking other room. And then they go to another room and there's fucking 3 guys and they all got like long white hair. And then a black guy comes in and he's got long white hair. And I'm just like, nobody's going to say anything about this long white hair in the beginning of, I understand they live with it, but say something for us. It's like when Jason Momoa is in a movie. This is what my brother always says. But like when Jason Momoa is in a movie, why aren't there at least 2 or 3 scenes in every one of his movies where somebody says, whoa, dude, you're huge. You're huge. Let's get past. He's too big to be in movies, you know? Jason Momoa is going to just like play a guy? But you're 7 feet tall, 980. But you weigh more than a Humvee, too. Sorry, sir. You weigh more than an H2. Jason Momoa is so Jason Momoa that one time I saw Jason Momoa. Before he was a movie star, when I just knew about a guy that got a part to the new Conan movie, and I saw him and I thought, oh, that's Jason Momoa. And I was right. And that is the God's honest truth, dude. And I was with Brian Callen and he walked up to him and he was like, wow, man, you're a big dude. I swear to God, but you know, he's obsessed with bodies. But that's what happens when Jason Momoa walks into a room. Maybe if he's Aquaman, okay, he's a superhero. But, dude, you know, if he's just a guy with a gun and shit, like he's in a movie with Sylvester Stallone I saw on a plane one, because that is one plane-watching-ass movie, dude. I mean, if you're going to watch him, what are the most 2 actors that you would watch that would be in a movie in a plane? Because that's the thing, too. It's like, it wouldn't be the number one, it wouldn't be, like you think of a fucking, a Jeremy Renner movie. You think, oh, that's a big movie star. I would go to the movie theater for him because I love him, right? But then if you couple him with a certain person, you might be like, ah, I'll wait for that at home. Dude, it's very few stars that have that. I'll go no matter what, right? No matter who they're coupled with. Like, you know what I mean? Wow, that's fucking hilarious. Like, if you fucking couple, like, Jason, if you go see Jason Momoa movie, you might go to the theater because it's going to be Aquaman. It's going to be whatever the fuck, Dune. If you see a Sylvester Stallone movie, maybe not now, but back in the day, dude, you would go. It would be a blockbuster. I love Sylvester Stallone. But you put those both motherfuckers in a movie and that shit is best seen on a screen that's 8x12.
But Jason Momoa is just going to play the guy with a gun that walks in a warehouse? And Sylvester Stallone's not going to be like, whoa, this guy's really big, huh? He's just going to be like, hey.
Huh?
So do it for us, House of Dragons. Well, that's because we've all got white hair, right? And that's why, because we all got really, really fucking... There was the age of terrify. Remember that? When the fucking... When the devil himself rose up and scared all of our ancestors and everyone went white hair and that's what happened and now we all have the white hair? Anyway, who are we beheading? They ripped the Tudors song for real. Sounds just like Tudors, dude. Chrisalia.com. But yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. But they, you know, maybe they didn't. They did a lot of violins back then. But I don't know, man. I don't know about that House of Dragons with the Targaryens or whatever the fuck they're called. Like, I don't understand that. That's the thing about, I don't, part of it is, okay, magic. I'm not really into shows with magic, all right, period. The second a wizard shows up, I'm like, okay, unrelatable, right? Or like, you know, like I'm not really into that kind of a thing. I'm not into magic. I'm not into like sorcery. I'm not into somebody who can like fucking... I'm not into like a woman who predicts the future that everybody has to go to in a tower to find out what's going to happen. And also, if you're going to make up a fucking the story is all bullshit, right? Like it didn't happen, right? This is all bullshit. It's from some really creative as shit guy's mind, right? Some real like, you know, just, I don't know, he looks like he would work at a fucking hardware store, that Tolkien guy or whatever. And that's not even him, it's the other guy, but whatever. And so, you're going to make up bullshit, right? Just, that's what it is in its true form, it's actual bullshit. So, that's fine. But why are you making everybody's name so hard to remember? And letters that are together that are never together. Where you're like Targaryen, Cairbarian. What the fuck is that guy? Who is he again? And they all got white hair, so you don't know who's who. So like, work with me. You know what I mean? If I'm going to sit and watch the show, name him fucking Frank Drebin. Hello. Hi, Frank. Hello, Todd. Whoa. Let's go. Let's go on the fucking trek. Okay, Todd. Shall we grab Lisa? Lisa who? Lisa Smith? Well, yes, that's right. It's not that I forgot her name, because it's very easy to remember. It's that I actually fucking just didn't know it. But like, why? 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 Because it makes it better, I guess, right? That's hilarious. And then they got shows like the Tudors, where fucking not Henry Cable, he's in it. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, what the fuck, is playing Henry VIII and just didn't wear a fat suit or dye his hair red. He was just like, no, which is hilarious. Like, hey, guy, he's a real person in history and he didn't do shit about it, just walking around all handsome as shit. Henry VIII was a 6'3" fat fuck. He was ugly as shit. I don't even know why Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was going to play. He was supposed to put on like a fat suit and makeup and prosthetics. And he was just like, no, I'm not doing that. You want me to do the part? I'll fucking do it my way. And he did it. And that's it. And then Henry Cavill is in it. Everyone in the fucking show is so attractive. And let me tell you something, dude. I don't actually necessarily think Henry Cavill is my type of fucking sexy, right? Like, I don't fuck guys. But if I was gonna, Henry Cavill would not be one that I did. Right? He just seems to... much a guy that would be like on a date and be like, so what music do you listen to? And you're just like, this hip hop. You go. Right? And I happen to actually, you know, it's interesting enough because I have been into dance music that has come out in the late 90s. I've been really, and I don't know if it's the nostalgia of it all. Like, and I would just be like, oh, dude, boner removal. Oh, dude, induce me a little more. Right? Make me go brack-a-cack-cack. Your face works fine. Let the combo initiate some brack-a-cack-cack. But Jonathan Rhys-Meyers seems like a kind of a sexy dude that I might want to, like, you know, do that shit with if I did fuck guys, right? Because I'd be, like, on a date with him and he'd be like, where the fuck is the waiter? And you'd be like, I don't know, he's coming. And he's like, place fucking, you know, it's not, it's one thing that they need to be good at. And I'm like, all right, bro, you got a little bit of an edge to you, don't you, dude? Don't you? Right? And then, you know, it's fucking Runk City horizontally. So, yeah, but, you know, I'm not gay, so that's never going to happen. But my point is, I watched 3 seasons of The Tudors, and I'm in. First season, not going to lie, very boring. Might as well be watching a fucking, like, that Tiny Desk shit or whatever the fuck everyone pretends to like. Right? People are like, oh, no, but, like, you'll be like, dude, Tiny Desk is hilarious. They'll be like, yeah, did you see the Usher one? Huh? No. No, I didn't see Usher on Tiny Desk. Did you? When he goes fucking, watch this. That meme fucking laid me out, dude. When he goes, watch this. Dude, when he did that meme, I just go like this. Oh, I didn't even laugh. I go, cool. And a priest came over. Forget it, dude. Watch this. And then the memes were just, oh my God, dude. I should post some. But yeah, dude, so I don't watch Tiny Desk, and I might as well watch Tiny Desk if you want to watch the first season of The Tudors. But then the second season of The Tudors, finally it started getting going. And that's 11, 12 episodes in, and then the third season was good, you know. And I'm watching Henry Cavill, and I'm like, this guy is a salad-eating motherfucker, you know? Just a fucking, just, he's toast, you know? Like, you don't ever eat just fucking toast. You got to put butter or jam on it, but this guy's just toast, you know? Like, he is good-looking, but everything he's, you know what I mean, that comes out of his aura is just like, I was in a toaster for 10 seconds and that's it. And you're like, oh. And then season 4 starts and they let his hair grow out and his beard grow out, dude. It's amazing what a little facial hair can do to a guy that's fucking, that is a salad eating motherfucker. I mean, I wouldn't even go on a date with him. We would be on Tinder and match, and then I'd go right to his fucking castle and do the Runk City. I mean, he looks great, okay? So Henry Cavill, hats off to you for figuring it out. You know Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and fucking Henry Cavill hated the shit out of each other doing that whole thing, like, because they were just both two good-looking dudes. And Henry Cavill really didn't give a fuck, but Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was like, oh, he's in the scene again? All right, cool. Oh, he's in this one too? Great. I thought it was going to be the other old guy. We could have used him, but it's fine. I guess, it doesn't matter. It's my dialogue that matters. Can we get a stool for me to stand on? I need to be taller than him. How much are they both? 5'8". Dude, did you watch? Imagine saying to someone sincerely, did you see Usher on Tiny Desk? Dude, imagine actually fucking having those words come out of your mouth towards someone else. Hey, did you see Usher on Tiny Desk? Tiny Desk should not be as big as it is. Okay? First of all, where are you shooting this? Is this in a public library? And why is Usher, Mac Miller, John Mayer, and fucking, you know, Katy Perry doing this? Why isn't it people like Nelly Furtado? And again, where are you filming this? It's, I don't, I'm not, I mean, Usher, dude? Watch this. These are my confessions. Zones and broken chains and vengeance cones and the freckons and zones and my confessions. Does anyone know the words to any song for real? That's so weird when people do, you know? I don't know any words to any songs. I only know some of them. It's always like, it start off hot as shit, you know? Like, I'm good. Like, it'll be like, fucking, this is how we do it. It's everyone knows that, right? This is how we do it. It's Friday night. The feeling's right. And the party's here on the west side. And then what? And I'm reaching a bag and I'm fitting my devotees. I'm in the events and I'm fixing my cup. And you know a few. And then I got best stuff. And then you know this part, right? Because I'm faded. And then that's it until ever since I was a lowercase g. And that's it. That's all you know, dude. If you know any more than that, you know, get a job. I get why you guys listen to this podcast, man. You know, sometimes it's off the rails. It feels it's a bit off the rails, but that's what's up. I was talking to Rick Glassman on Take Your Shoes Off this week, and he was like, doing a solo podcast is very, very hard. He's tried to do it, and he doesn't like it, and he can't do it. And, you know, I think that we have something in common because I think I can't do it too. And it is very hard, but I do it. And I am so fucking, I'm going to say something that annoying people say, blessed that you guys are here listening to me, man. Really, really appreciate you. Let's look at this thing here, what we got. Do we have things up on his shit? This was crazy, I thought. Oh, wow, One Fire didn't check off all the stuff we're talking about. One Fire, check them all off so I know what I'm talking about when I didn't do it. And he's doing it now, and that's too late. Now, it's all good, but it's too late. He's checking them, and it's all good, it's too late. It's fine because all I see are unchecked fucking things that I haven't talked about. I have seven things. It's not hard. All good, but One Fire. Okay? Now, one thing that now he's checking him like a fucking piece of shit. He just checked Calvin messing up pronouns and new Game of Thrones. And by the way, that's it, not the other ones. Take your shoes off. Already talked about that. You checked it? Ah, there we go. It's updating. Okay. Here we go. One thing that's not checked, which is something I really want to talk about, is Idris Elba. Dude. Idris Elba, dude. First of all, Runk City. Idris Elba is the hottest man in the world, okay? He's also the hottest woman in the world. I mean, this guy's just got it fucking going on. How good does Idris Elba smell? For real. How good does Idris Elba, he smells so good that like sometimes people actually get a whiff and pass out, like in a good way. They go, oh my God, that's actually. And he goes, all right. And just keeps walking. Sorry, I'd stop, but I'm on my set to DJ. I've got a DJ for some reason, because I'm a DJ for some reason. I'm not even lying. How much fucking Molly does Idris Elba do? Dude, he does so much Molly, I guarantee it. I guarantee that if you're at Hollywood events, Idris Elba is on so much Molly and always alone. Dude! And just sweating. And his fucking cuffs are opened, you know? And he's just like, all right, mate. Hey, I saw you down there. I saw you down there. It was really great, man. You got to check out my new movie, Beast. And then moonwalks away. So this thing is on Deadline, and I got to, you know. Whoa, dude. House of Dragons draws 10 million viewers in debut. Best ever for HBO and HBO Max original series. 10 million views in one day, and I was one of them. And I turned it off. No, actually, Crystal watched it twice, so cool. They got two of her. That was mine. I counted as mine. Wrong with that. So Idris Elba on daughter not – this is the fucking headline. Idris Elba on daughter not speaking to him for weeks after not getting role in Beast movie. So he's in that new movie called Beast for some reason, and I know why. Money, right? Because Idris Elba is in some fucking really good shit, and he's always really good. And now all of a sudden, he's doing a movie where his co-star is a lion. So I'm just like, money, okay? Idris, if you're in a movie and your co-star is a lion and it's not, and the soundtrack isn't by fucking Elton John, money, right? So here's what happened, dude. Idris Elba is sharing the tense environment he lived through after his daughter Isan didn't land a role in his latest movie Beast for lack of chemistry on camera. Now... See, this is just what the media does, dude. Idris Elba on daughter not speaking to him for weeks after not getting a role in the Beast movie. Now, that's the line. That's the thing. You want to click on it, and then it says, sharing the tense moment after didn't land the role in the movie. And it says, interestingly enough, my daughter auditioned for this role, Elba said during an appearance on The Breakfast Club. She wants to be an actress, and she auditioned, and it came down to chemistry in the end. The relationship in the film did, and the relationship between my daughter was... The chemistry wasn't right for the film, weirdly enough. After not getting the part, he said that they didn't talk for weeks. I'm sure it was a joke or not, but the way the headline is makes it seem like they had a real falling out, which is annoying. It was a different producer that gave Isan the news. She was doing the role, audition for the role of his little niece, I guess. And then Elba didn't throw a fit about like, well, no, I want my daughter in it, which is cool for him to do that. I don't know. It's tough. There is nepotism in the business. That's why I like that I do stand up, man, because I know my dad's in the business, but you know, nobody's fucking laughing in the room because of my dad. Nobody knows who my dad is when I'm in fucking Grand St. Prairie or fucking Dallas or Wichita this weekend or fucking DC the next one, you know? So yeah, dude, hey, it's not cause I'm my dad's son that I can fucking shake a room. You know what I mean? Hey guys, that's it for today on the YouTube episode. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, all you got to do is go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And there's the raw, uncut rest of the episode for every episode that we ever do. So it's much longer. And then also we have an extra episode a month. And if you sign up today for only $6, that gives you access to all the past episodes that you can't get not on Patreon. So that's like 16 episodes. Go binge and watch them. But and then we do review mode and we do other stuff. I did a little sit down with Kristen. You get access to that. And we're always trying to provide more content. So thanks a lot, guys, and have a good one. Congratulations.